Big meeting coming up on Saturday at Rosehill Gardens, but a big barrier trial coming up. I mean, I know I'm excited about this barrier trial, but it's 8:15. We'll keep a close eye for our listeners and our viewers on it. Classique Legend lines up in that, along with Osborne Bulls, just to name a couple. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You're right this time of the year, isn't it? Always these big barrier trials going around, and we'll see those two stars step out again as well. We've seen Osborne Bulls and Classique Legend both at the trials already this preparation, and both trial really well. So we'll see them step out again, at, as you said, 8:15 in that group and listed trial. A couple of other nice horses in that trial, aren't there? Fierce Impact, Cosmic Force as well, and Cascadian, who was really caught the eye, didn't he, at his Australian debut, and obviously on that Epsom path as well. So looking forward to seeing how the likes of those step out, and particularly Classique Legend. He was so impressive at his first trial, and we know he's a horse that, well, last preparation, he was quite big at the start of his prep and then just kept on building fitness-wise right throughout. So really excited to see what he can do this whole prep.
Do you have a thought on Kieran McAvoy? Everyone else seems to be weighing in about where he might be headed following the back of this trial.
Yeah, he's got choices, doesn't he? So
yeah.
I think for Kieran, it's just a case of he can sit back and have a bit of a look. Obviously, Red's Earl's so impressive on the weekend, but as I said yesterday, I want to see him do it again, and Gosling's got that real X factor. So, yeah, we'll wait and see. But, two nice horses anyway going forward, for sure.
Hey, Brad, just on that, how does a jockey get a choice of runners? This is an SMS that's come in from Scooter. There's a bees between the top dozen. As a trainer, if the jockey's not keen, just pick another one.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point, I suppose, isn't it? Especially these days, considering how competitive the ranks are. But at the same time, I suppose if you've won two Everest on Redsdale with Kieran, you want to stick with him. And I suppose the connection with Classique are happy to sort of do that as well. But there's a good point there, for sure, that, you know, there's at the moment in Sydney, we're blessed with talent, and there's, you know, up to 10 really strong riders there that any of them can put on and do a really good job.
Yeah, the owners get to make the ultimate call. I mean, obviously at the advice of the trainer.
Yeah.
It's not just the jockey, but they'll be putting the pump. He's under the pump later on today, isn't he? So we look forward to making that decision, and he'll be looking for another extension on the big house.
Yes, or another house.
Or just another house. What do you make of the markets out for the spring features?
Yeah, well, they came out yesterday, didn't they? The Fly Stakes and the Metrop, has been a couple out for a while, the Epsom and a few others. So the Fly Stakes, of course, Libertini, she's dominating the market there. Anthony Cummings yesterday sort of confirming that she's going to head towards that flight path. And the Metrop, pretty open market. I think it's $11 the field there. Girl Tuesday, Scarlet Dream, a few just to mention there at the top. I think there's one at 50s there that might be worth a little bit of a spec. He's a horse that's been going pretty well in two runs back. I just think they've been really hidden runs. I would like to double check that he's going there. I haven't had the chance to do that. So maybe just hold fire, and I might be able to do that today for tomorrow. But talk us to Charles Road. He's a horse that I thought hit the line really well first up. And then on the weekend, he finished last. But if you watch his run, he never got a crack at him at all at any stage. And he's a horse that the last couple of years, he's hasn't been far off in a Sydney Cup last year, and then he's run really well in a couple of Chairmans at Randwick as well. So he might just be a horse that I think is just flying under the radar a touch there.
Okay.
But I'll see if I can confirm that in the next day or two, whether he's heading towards the Metrop. And if that's the case, the $51 might be worth a little spec there.
All right. Now, what about a couple of tips for today up there at Grafton?
Yeah, look, good meeting at Grafton today. We've got the eight races there. So just a couple of races, three, number two, Lonnie. Now, she's off a long break here, so that is a bit of a concern. But we're getting $3.80 all the same. And her form last preparation, she comes out of provincial races, comes out of a really strong event before a spell where she was at the provincials. And basically, the race that she ran in was running similar time than Baller on the same day. I'm not saying she's as good as Baller or anything like that, but the form out of the race has been very good. They had 10 subsequent starters out of the race she comes through for two winners and six placings. And just with all that form around her last prep, I do think that she'll be hard to beat in a country race there today, race three, number two, Lonnie, around the 380 mark, which is probably fair considering she is off a long, long spell. But ratings-wise, she stacks up really well for a race like this. And I thought the best roughie was race 8, number 2, Crooked Gent. Now, a very, very open race to finish the day. So I think there's about 10 chances. So we're having a bit of a throw at the stumps. But $15 about a horse that had no luck at all last time out. Should have been somewhere in the finish. Just could never get a crack at him. There's really good speed in this race. And this horse is capable on its day. It's a bit hit and miss. But on its day, it's able to produce a nice sectional to finish off well. So I just thought a $15 off a hot tempo could sit back and hopefully feature late. That's race 3, number 2, Lonnie Lonnie, and race 8, number 2, Crooked Gent.
And just quickly, mate, a question from a listener. Vinny, guys, can you ask Brad when Santa Ana Lane is going to race first up?
Yeah, I think he's only going to have one run, isn't he, into the Everest. Don't quote me, but I thought it might have been the shorts and then into the Everest. I think they're pretty keen to take him second up into the Everest. He's got a great second up record, and I'm pretty sure that's the plan. So he's had those couple of trials, and I believe it's the shorts, but only one run into the Everest.
Okay, yeah. Beauty. Thanks, mate. We'll put those tips out on social media. We'll speak again tomorrow. Brad Davidson there with his thoughts on today's racing.